Someone showed me there was a symphony tonight. Actually, it was written on the cake, actually. Printed, I don't know what it was, something printed on the cake. It's like a very interesting question. That's what we're talking about, Amish. Cutting a cake with writing on. That's what I'm going to show. Let's just go back a bit what we said yesterday. That bit I've brought. Let's just have a look over here what's going on. Let's just see again, Shin Mem. So Shiloh was, that's the Ramah. The Ramah says over here, in Siv Gimel, that's the Ramah. Also the Shabbat, Ugo, Shekosim, Alea, Kibit Oishis. The person must snap a cake, or biscuit, whatever it is, which got writing on it. Afal pi she'ein ha'machavim, rak la'achil. Even though he's not intending just to eat, he's not intending to break off the letters, not doing moichuk. He's not intending to rub off the letters, that's not his intention. He's not going to write on those on there. But he just wants to snap the letter off. That is a problem, when you snap the actual letters itself. So we said yesterday, Mishnah Berurah brings down hetz number one, that if the writing is written with something very, very loose, lemoshel mei peiros, fruit juice, which hasn't got any kium really, which is hard to understand what that is exactly. It's something which has got nothing lasting. There, it's not called kosev, and therefore to snap it is not a problem. I say, we haven't got this mitzvah nowadays, really. Most of our things we write with icing, licorice, all these things that we use have got a kium, and therefore this hetter won't apply. So that hetter doesn't work. I can't think of any modern example where you write on a cake where the writing is so schwach, that it more or less fades away. There's nothing there really.
Even jelly,
the more it stays, the writing it solidifies a bit. It doesn't just disintegrate. So chiddush, the metzias of this is very hard to understand where it could be. That's number one. Number two, we said over here was that was a chiddush actually, and that was to cut in between the letters. So we said the moshel person got Mazel Tov written on the cake, and a person cuts in between the letters. Many poskim hold that's okay, even though the Aruch Shabbos is in Perek Tes Vov. He wasn't so happy with this actually, Perek Tes Vov. Starts off, you mustn't cut the actual letters itself. He's not happy. The Maaser, many poskim allow this, and we said they allow you to cut a cake in between the letters. That means you're going to cut it, you've got the mem on one side, the zayin on the other side, that's mutter. That's many people. We haven't spoken about eating it yet, but first of all, divinely cutting it. That was chiddush number one. So many poskim hold that's mutter. Number two, we said that many poskim hold, even by script writing, as long as you don't ruin the ois, that means the whole ois is more or less intact. It's just you've gone through a little line which joins it, that's okay. But once you actually ruin the writing, the letter itself, that's not so good to do. And then we said a chiddush on Shlomo Zalman, which is also difficult to understand so well, and that is what Shlomo Zalman says, if before Shabbos a person cuts the cake, he makes it into 8 pieces. He doesn't separate it, he's all joined. The cake is all joined together as it is, but he's already cut it into different sections. So all you have to do on Shabbos now is pull the piece out of the circle.
And you have to cut the actual cake, then just cut the writing.
Yeah, I heard you cut the writing as well, I suppose.
No, just the writing, just cut the top. Cut through the writing, makes lines.
Not sure, but Pashas should be around. Not 100% sure. His svara is that the svara that they're saying is why it's mutter is because it's doing it to the chudei asefa. It's made. It's already that halfness. It's already separated. It's just bringing it near together is not a problem. The chudei should work for that as well. I don't know. Shouldn't work as well. Others are not so happy with this. Why this is allowed because it's not mamish the same as chudei asefa. We don't allow that lechatchila. So here they come onto other svaras, the psik ratio, drabonon. Nicer. That's what Shlomo Zalman says. Again, the Aruch Shabbos is not so happy with this either. He says ogash shachot. You haven't separated the pieces from each other. That's another one. So another eight, so we said there is another eight, and that is to slice off the cake, the marshal underneath the icing. If you've got very thick icing, slice the icing off together with the writing. You've got a whole lump of writing together on its base. You slice that off, put it at the side, with a bit of cake as well to avoid the problem of boira, and that would be awesome water. Yeah, that's a bit of a problem. I have to know if you eat that. Okay, we'll come to that. We'll come to maybe the eating part. That was what we said yesterday, yeah? Now, a lot of people asked, which is quite right, and that's very interesting, a lot of these things have got writing on the actual item itself. You look, for example, an Ozen biscuit, this crack over here, it's got Ozen written over here. The thing is, I have troubles, I want to eat this biscuit, so what I do is I crack it. I've gone through, yeah, I broke the letter over here. Is that allowed to
mention? It's sticking out.
It's setting, yeah. A lot of these things are this thing.
No,
yeah. Here, Mary, what's called another one? You snap it, someone doesn't want to eat the whole thing. No, see, your mum, I've gone right through a letter, yeah? I've not
got a like this, yeah?
So, quite right.
I don't go to all of them, yeah, you're quite right. Okay. To send you to, but the mice you can see is very often like this. And you can have it on a cake as well, for example, yeah? You can have the moshla person, I haven't seen this, but I'm not sure you can make it. You can have a mould in a baking tin which is written Mazel Tov. So, for example, when you make the cake, the mould already is set there, and you've got the word Mazel Tov. I'm sure it's happened, yeah? I can't think my like this. Oh, Homer's Mazel Tov, yeah, it's got it. Yeah, very good. Quite a homeless for example. It's very good. Yeah, yeah. Not sure you're doing having homeless bread on Shabbos, but the mice there someone wants to have homeless bread on Shabbos. What? Wants to have a lechem. Okay. He wants to have homeless bread for Shabbos for what you call it. Don't invite me, Shmuley. Not for homeless bread. Don't invite me. You say it's not that. Yeah, you can have it. I told you once when we learned Hilchos Bishul. I told you someone. I'm not saying this lemaisa. Someone came with an iron pan. He wants to set what's it called that bread machine. He wanted to set his bread machine to go off on after Chatzos and Shabbos morning. Oh. At 12 o'clock, on.
Oh, on.
He puts everything in before Shabbos. And he wants his machine to go on at 12 o'clock on Shabbos morning, Shabbos afternoon. For Shabbos Shulis, he's got lovely hot colours.
It's like
the spray. Yeah. I don't know, I'm just saying. Well, you have to know. Anyway, coming back to over here. What?
Not spiritual.
Not spiritual, yeah, quite right, not spiritual. Okay, very good. So here, this rule comes up with the chiddush. So this case over here, this, my friend, is your answer to your question you asked me yesterday, why it says gum. The Mishnah Berurah speaks over here. The Mishnah Berurah says like this. The whole problem over here is when it's written on the cake, oisius letters of another substance. That means you've got a cake, a nice sponge cake, and it's written on there a chocolate mold, let's say, of Mazel Tov. Or you've got cream, you've got a nice chocolate cake, you've got a nice cake, and you put cream on it with the name Mazel Tov, happy birthday. It's a different substance than the cake itself. I mean, it's not part of the cake itself. Says the Mishnah Berurah, that's when the problem of the Ramah is, that's what the Ramah is talking about. Again, I want to speak out, the Ramah is talking about not eating the cake, yeah? The Ramah is talking about breaking the letters. It's not much of a difference, but I'm just saying, the Ramah himself is talking about you're breaking the letters. You've got a knife, and you want to slice through the cake as it is. Says the Mishnah Berurah over here, it's only a problem if you eat, if they've got letters from something else. If the writing is from the cake itself, makes no difference how you made it. It was made a mold, or you engraved it into the cake, into the what do you call it itself. Sorry, is there a chelik hay? Mishnah Berurah up there anywhere? Sorry. Thank you. So if you're doing it like that, thank you very much. If you're doing it in the mold itself, says the Mishnah Berurah, shori, that's mutter. The ain shame ksiva leah omein and l'shem zevam chika. Then he carries on. If it's written with honey and that thing, also mutter. Now, if anyone can explain to you what's going on over here, why is it that when you've got a biscuit like this with a name printed over here, to crack it is no problem at all? What's happened to the record of Kosev? Now, I want to make this discussion much stronger, my friend. Yeah, because that's the chayra posha, to take this letter and rub it out with your fingers. Zich not allowed to be done. So, what should be the heter? Why should it be allowed now, all of a sudden, that it's written part of it, and you're allowed to crack it? It's very hard to understand this. It's very hard. And I said, the Chavnish is bundled. They said, don't understand what should be the reason why it's water. The Maestro of Mishnah Berurah's Loshen is, this is from a Morgan Avraham, is quoting a Marash, Levi, I think it is. Mishnah Berurah quotes this Loshen. He says, Ava kasha kasiva himay oga asmut vos obyadayim shori. It's mutter. Looks like there's no problem whatsoever. The Chavnish is part of why it's mutter. Only I haven't got much of a head, so I must say I have looked around for quite a while to find what should be the reason why it's mutter. The one thing is that Kedosh HaShulchan says, interesting kid, he says, it's not the normal way of doing ksiva in the actual item itself. It's not normal to do normal ksiva in the item itself, and therefore we're makel. It's melzer lo shchicha, and therefore we're makel. More than that, I can't tell you.
When you've got the separate substance,
separate one.
Yeah, then you can always, if you did mechicha, you could always write with a separate substance. But when it's embedded into the actual material of the cake, if you didn't
make
there, how would you do
ksiva? That's true, but why should that make a difference?
Because mostly, there's only awesome, that's
Well, what, I'm not sure. You got icing on a cake, Lamosha. You told me that. When I take that icing off, I'm not going to.
So when you take the icing off, you can't say you can mechika however you do it. It's possible to take another substance and put it on to do kasiba. But when you take
on the cake. Yeah. So I'm taking it off the cake, and I could do another substance on the cake. Yeah.
So you cut the icing off, or when you cut through the icing, you don't mechika. It's possible to do kasiba on the cake with a new substance.
Yeah.
When the cake itself is the right thing, and you do the mechika, how can you possibly do kasiba back into the cake?
I've done it. That's what you're saying. The chazal would never be goes in this case.
Yeah.
You say, I mean, you must, he's right, in a way, the whole mechik is a chiddush, because it's not amanos lichtov over here. You're not doing amanos lichtov. Yeah? I don't know, they say that, that's what I hear what saying, it's a nice chat maybe, could be. The meister, that is what the Mishnah Berurah brings down is mutter. Others are chiddush on this, Chalam Nishko, for example, says, it doesn't say what should be the chiddush. What?
He wrote on it, not twisting.
How do you know? No, it's an interesting way, so I'm not sure. How do you know? How do you know they didn't engrave it into it?
From you.
Yeah? I don't know. They just wrote on it the letter Aleph or Beis? I don't know. No, he's asking, did they engrave it in it? Did they engrave it into the carriage? I'm not sure. I don't know.
You there?
I'm not sure. I don't know. But kids, this side over here, when it's part of the letter itself, that lemaisa is a machloikas. The Mishnah Berurah brings its mutter. The Chazanish over here holds, they can't understand what should be the head for this case. Why should this case be mutter? And the Chazanish is choylik, actually. He says that one can't break up this letter itself. He says you can't break up a biscuit like I did in order to eat it in such a case. That's another thing. And that is, what about if the whole surah is the shape? Let's say a teddy bear biscuit. There's no writing, it's just the actual biscuit or the actual cake itself is the surah in itself. Now, is that any different? That shouldn't be any different. But that's an interesting case over there, yeah? The Moshe, again, you mean you've got something which the whole form is the ksiva. That is the whole thing. A gingerbread man. The Moshe, you want a gingerbread man. Is that a problem on Shabbat to snap it?
Eating
is another thing. We can't think of it, yeah? Is there a problem to snap it in half, a gingerbread man? Or a person's got a picture of these cereals got? Oh, I don't know what they got, with different letters, for example. Oh, you have to snap it. Or these teddy bear biscuits. All these things, is there a problem to snap it? Now, here's a bit of a problem. Here's a Gemara Psochel. The Gemara Psochel says that if you've got a matzah in the shape of something, you're allowed to eat it. So the chay looks like it's not a problem there. That's talking about eating. It's true, it's not cracking. Here, many poskim hold that in this case, to snap it is no problem. Why is that different? It looks like because here we ignore the shape. The main thing is the food. That means when you've got a food, you've got writing on it, you can look at it as two separate things. So you can say that you can rubbing out the letters might be a problem. Mashiach, when the whole food is the picture, so we don't look at the pictures as any kosher. It's got no chashivas in it. The main chashivas is the food itself. It's got no chashivas in the picture, and therefore it's a chiddush, and therefore cracking out. That's a big kasher. That's what many achronim ask this kasher. That's posher. How do you know you mustn't make it? That's a chay odom hilchas yomtov. And a chay odom hilchas yomtov, when a person makes a woman wants to bake a bread or something on yomtov, she wants to make a cake on yomtov, so the chay odom, she must be careful that the bowl she uses hasn't got a tzur or something. I mean, she can't make a fish. She can't bake a challah in the shape of a fish. Or she wants to make the challah in the shape of a key. So he's asked a good question to her, just like it's osa to, what do you call it? Just like it's osa to make it, because it's kosev, then lechera to break it is moichah. Now you must realize, my friend, that moichah is more kosev than kosev, because moichah is always shlam nos lichtel over here. This whole moichah is much weaker. So the Achraim seem to take on that this Moicha, since the Shlom Nos Lichtev, is more lenient, and could be a swar what he's saying, and I said, no one's going to put it up together again, there's no Ksiv going to come about, so therefore the Poskim come along and say that's better. So just let me consider what we said. That means if a person's got writing on top of a cake, to break that writing, to slice through that writing is problematic. Number one, that's clear. If a person's got writing engraved into a biscuit or something from its own substance or something like that, the mould has made it, then to crack that off, the Mishnah Berurah is mekel and the Chazanish is machal. Those crackers. If you've got the actual biscuit itself, the whole thing is made of the whole thing is made of a tzura, it's a teddy bear biscuit, a gingerbread biscuit, or you've got a piece of cake which is made in the house in the shape of a house, To crack that, the poskim seem to say is mutter. That everyone seems to hold is mutter. Okay, so now, let's say you cracked your Mazel Tov cake, you've got the melon on one side and the zayin on the other side. They give me one piece. The shayla is now, can I eat it? Because what's going to happen? I'm going to put it into my mouth, and as it goes into my mouth, that mem and that zayin, if I'm lucky to get two pieces, those two pieces are going to get broken up. What? The Odom biscuit is better because there it's engraved in part of the biscuit itself. So therefore, that's not called a ksima. I'm talking about it's written separately. You've got a mem in icing on top of a cake. Or you've got a zayin on top of a cake. And now, so we said you cut in between the letters. Very good. According to Rosh Hashanah, you divide it before Shabbos. You cut the cake before Shabbos. But you don't separate it. Now, can I eat that cake on Shabbos? Sometimes you go to these siblings, you've got a biscuit. You can have a whole, you have the name of someone on a biscuit. You can have a little poem on a biscuit. You can have loads of things on there. Am I allowed to eat that biscuit now?
In your mouth.
In your mouth. Is there any difference?
A picture of a mitzvah
on the cake. But is it engraved in the cake or is it separate?
Separate. It's a piece of paper.
Well, you eat the paper.
It's not actual.
No, it's not from a piece of paper. Look closely.
It's rice
paper. Take it from me from a piece of paper. It's never on the distribution.
Really? Okay, we never know. Anyway, the kitzur, this is a kitzur. The Mishnah Berurah says on this, the Mishnah Berurah is busy with this thing over here. He brings the tzlach. The tzlach disagrees with the whole Ramah. He says, I can't stand the whole problem over here. I'm snapping it. Says the tzlach, I can't stand the whole problem. What are you doing when you take a piece of cake and it's got a letter on it, a mem? I take a knife and I slice it. Says the tzlach, am I intending to do moichah over here? No. It's a psik reisha. It's a psik reisha. It's an inevitable action of me when I slice the cake with that letter. I'm going to rub it out. I'm not intending to rub out the cake. I want to cut the cake. That's called a psik reisha, and it's two drabonons. It's kalachayad. It's shleim nos lichtov. Says the slach, I can't stand the whole problem. You can cut him through a letter as is. Says the slach. He's heard it with the remark. Says the Mishnah Berurah, that we don't take on like this slach. He's not happy with the slach. He says over here, I'm saying talking about Rabbi Shimon Tzad Lahokim Ikad Din Zeh. He's making with this whole din. I'm saying, yes, nismoich alav. You can rely on this slach. Says the Mishnah Berurah, because she'ena mukher roishu biyodai, rak bepiv derech achila. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if you're coming to eat a piece of cake, where that mummy's removed, you're doing it with a shinui, and it's mummy's, it's derech achila, that I allow you to be so much that there's no problem to break the letter. So again, to take the knife and slice through the letter, that Ramosi you shouldn't do. And the Mishnah Berurah says, we should take on like that. When it comes to actually going into your mouth, and you're going to chew the letter, and now it's going to be destroyed, it's a chiddush why that should be better, because it's also the same thing. Unless you say it's derech achila, which the taz seems to be mashma, the problem is derech achila is only a heter in boir and teichon. You don't find other malachas that got a heter of derech achila. So it's a chiddush, but amayis the Mishnah Berurah is taking on that for this you can rely on the tzlach and the dogma mervova, that if you're actually eating the food, there's no problem, even though it's separate writing to the actual cake itself. You're allowed to chew the food and eat it,
and
even though
you
destroy
it. Spoon and eat like that. You can't do that.
That's a good shadow. You have to take a spoon and go through it. He looks as derech piv. What's his lashon? Mishnah Berurah says rak piv derech achila. Third, Mishnah Berurah is only mekel if it goes into your mouth. You know, Hunter, it's a good point we said, but the chayim Mishnah Berurah is only mekel if you actually put it in your mouth. He's to snap it. You can't do it.
So you use a spoon. It's a top cake.
Let's say you've got a muzzle, you've got a letter mem on the cake. So you take the spoon and you put the spoon under the mem. Into the mem. Yeah, that shows no good. Yeah. Okay, that's problematic. So Rabbi, just very quickly again what we said tonight, what we said so far is if it's made of the oishas itself, if the oishas are part of the cake itself, the mold, or it's part of the writing itself, that's mutter stuff called the Mishnah Berurah, the Chazon Ish is chayyuk. The Mishnah Berurah holds mutter, we go with the Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah many possible on that mutter. If it's actual surah itself, the whole makeup of the item is the picture. I mean, you've got a gingerbread man, you've got a house, there's a piece of cake. To snap that is mutter. It hasn't got, we ignore the shape. If you're eating the item itself, then even though the letter is separate but it's going in your mouth, it's a psik ratio of trei drabonons and it's derech achila, that the Mishnah Berurah is maker for. Okay, everybody,
sir. No.